Keep your hymnal handy. That's all I'm going to say. Let's go ahead and pray and get started this after potluck service. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this time. Thank you again, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given to us. And Lord, I just want to praise your name this afternoon for all the goodness that you have shown, for all the mercy and grace that you have given to us in our life. And Lord, I pray that as we close this day and we think about all that you have done and your sacrifice on Calvary, everything that you have given to us as a gift, that Lord, we would just lift praises to your name. Thank you again, Lord, for just the ability to sing, the ability to give praise. And Lord, whether it's in our heart or whether it is outside with our mouth, that Lord, at this time, you would just truly understand, Lord, how grateful we truly are for all that you have given, for all that you are. And our Lord, I just pray that you would just be pleased with what we do this afternoon. And I ask and pray this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 145. I'm going to keep it short. And it's going to be different. Kind of did something this one other time before, but that one was more of an up and down type thing. But, you know, every now and then you got to mix it up. Amen. So in Psalm chapter 145, the subject this evening or this afternoon is praise ye the Lord. It's just praise ye the Lord. You know, I know in my personal life, I know I can praise God a lot more. You know, every time something happens, every time something occurs in my life, even if it is something that's troublesome, I always try to praise God for it. Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. I mean, like all the rest of us here, we fail at that. Yeah. We do. We just, you know, it is what it is. But I you know, if something good happens, like at work, I finish something before it's due, I say praise God. And I don't. I mean, I'm not saying it to anyone else because basically I work in my own office at home. And there's nobody else on the phone with me, and I don't broadcast it. But you know, I do say stuff like that on conference calls. But I will make sure that I praise God for it, because I know that every ability that I have is from Him. Every thought that I have the capability of producing is of Him. And there's just so much that I think that we don't realize that is praiseworthy. And when you take a look at the end of the book of Psalms, that's all it is. I mean, you go through Psalms and you get some highs and then you get some lows and then you get a little bit lower. And then when you think you haven't gone low enough, you go lower. And then the Lord, you know, brings stuff back and then you get on this high again and then you go down and it's all over the place. But the book ends on just this wonderful note of praise ye the Lord. And in verse 1 of Psalm 145, it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. Now that's a hard thing to think about when we don't think we have the ability to bless God. But we do. We do. And here's how we do it. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. When's the last time you just, instead of praying for everything that you think you need or think that is going on, that you just said, Lord, you know, I'm not going to ask for anything today. You already know what I need. I'm just going to praise you for who you are. I'm just going to praise you for who you are. In verse 3, great is the Lord. And we can all say amen, amen? Amen. And greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. You know what we find with this? It is good to praise God. It blesses the Lord when we praise God. We grumble far too much. We are a murmuring lot, aren't we? You know, whether it's in our hearts or whether we verbalize it or whatever. You know, there's times that, you know, stuff comes flying at you, and I've done it before, where you're just like, oh, come on. You know, like, just, you know, just time out. Just, you know, just hold on a second. But, you know, it does. But I think that the Lord is put these in here to instruct us to say, hey, I give you blessings all day. How about you extend blessings to me? And when we do that by praising God, the Lord is pleased. Turn to the next chapter, Psalm 146. Psalm 146, what does it start off with? Praise the Lord. So he says, you know, this is God is so great that you have to praise him. That's how it starts off in 145. And then next, 146, you've got praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He says, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. I mean, that should be, if you will, the motto and mantra of our life. Every moment we have of who we are, while I'm still here on this earth, I'm going to praise him. Let's not wait to praise him until we get to heaven. We know that's going to happen. But how about we praise him now? We just sang two songs about God, about who he is, about praising him. I asked Dale, I said, I want you to pick five songs, because we're going to sing five songs this afternoon. Yeah, that sandwich is coming back. five songs, and I'm going to give you a reprieve. We're going to have them, you know, sit and then stand, and okay. But we've got five songs. We should have sang two of them, and they're all praise songs. They're all praise songs because he says we need to sing praises to him. I mean, you take a look at what he says in verse one of chapter 147. Praise ye the Lord. It is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely. Now, again, we see very clearly that the psalmist, as he goes through these last couple of chapters, the theme is praise God. Praise ye, that's praise you, praise the Lord. Not just this kind of praise the Lord in general sense. Praise the Lord, yeah, okay. No, this is a command, a call. And he says specifically here, he says it is good to sing praises. Now look, I am not a singer. And I will say both Josh and Dan and Dale and anyone else that has ever heard me sing will probably attest that God has not given me that ability. But I will say this, I will praise God. I'll sing and praise God. It's good to praise him. It's good to praise him. We're singing praises this afternoon about who he is. I mean, his greatness. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. I mean, here he is, you know, talking about it. He says, as long as I live, I'm going to praise him. And he says, and here's how I'm going to praise him. I'm going to sing. And that's pleasant and comely. Pleasant and comely. If there's one thing that I could say, whenever there's a situation that comes up that you just, you have your, ever that unsettled feeling? I hate to use that word feeling because it just like, but you just get that sense of you just unsettled in your soul. Something is not pleasing. Sing praise. That is your body telling you, and God created your body. Now's the time to sing a praise to the Lord. Whether you're doing it in the shower or whether you're doing it alone in the car, whether you're doing it out in the yard, whether you're doing it in your workplace, wherever it is, you're praising God for him, who he is and what he's done, his greatness, his goodness. Take a look at Psalm chapter 98. I'm going to go backtrack just a little bit. Backtrack just a bit to Psalm chapter 98. Psalm chapter 98, and look at what it says in verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. That's a commandment. That's what the psalmist is saying we need to do. Now look, I understand that sometimes it is a joyful noise. There was time where we didn't have a song leader and there was no piano player and we tried to sing a cappella on a Wednesday night. And it was. I remember Yvette just kind of looks at me, and so everybody could hear, she just says, well, that wasn't good. was like, yeah. I'm pretty sure so there was a few angels and cherubim in heaven going, what was that? It sounded like cats in a bag. It was a noise, amen. It was joyful, amen. And praise God for those that do involve themselves in music and worship in that manner. And we know that songs aren't just the only way to worship God, that we worship Him in our hearts, we worship Him in His Word, and we worship Him in what we do on a day-to-day basis. But we obviously think, you know, and see worship as one of those things where we sing praises unto Him. And that's what we're singing about. And we are making that joyful noise. We are singing praise unto our God. And when you think about it, I know this is going to be weird, but go back to Psalm 147. I want you to see this. All that music to the Lord is just considered noise. And in verse 7 of Psalm 147, he says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God. You know what I think about when I think about that for a moment? All that that thing does, and this is kind of like a giant harp, I guess. Yeah. You can kind of, it's a stringed instrument, sort of. I'm not, he'll correct me later. But you understand, there's strings in it, there's hammers, there's things like that, there's the guitar that we just heard. All of those things, those are to be used for God's glory and praise. And at one point in time, over in the Old Testament, it says the noise of the harps. The noise of the harps. Meaning that they make a certain noise that is pleasant. And what God has given us the ability to do is to praise Him with song. You sit there and you listen to the birds praise every single day. We live in Ridgefield. It's the bird refuge. We've got the bird festival coming up. It's all about the birds here, okay? We've got birds live in our vents. Birds live in all sorts of places. We've got birds all over the place. My wife was talking about there's hummingbirds that are visiting us in the backyard. Some people put things out for the hummingbirds and so on and so forth, but then squirrels get them. But, you know, here we are, and we hear the birds praise Him. You know, if God said that even the rocks would lift up their voice and praise Him, we should be able to do that too. Turn to Psalm chapter 33. We're going to go back a little bit further. Psalm chapter 33. Psalm chapter 33, and in verse 1, verse 1, it says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That's something that we're supposed to do. Here we are, you know, we're trying to be upright, we're trying to do that which is right. That's what the Lord says, this is what we do. Praise the Lord with harps, sing unto Him with psaltery and with an instrument of 10 strings. I think there's more than 10 in there. He says, sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. And he's talking about instrumentation. But I like what he says there. He says, sing unto Him a new song. So grab your hymnal. Go ahead and stand. We're going to sing a hymn we have never sung before.
No.
And here's the thing. Dale admitted he didn't even know it. We're learning this together. So, okay, do you believe the Word of God?
Yes.
Do you believe every word of God?
Yes.
Did He just command you to sing a new song?
Yes.
Yes, He did.
Yes.
We're doing it.
Slight point of correction here. This song isn't new. It was made in 1921.
There you go.
I'm sorry. You're going to point that out?
New
number?
Just, you know,
what number?
Page.
I'm sorry, 962. 962, thank you.
If you have a home beyond the river, say amen.
Amen.
Was that not new to somebody? It was new to everyone. Because if it wasn't a new one, then you got to come up and sing a new one. Yeah, so nobody's going to admit to that. Turn to Psalm chapter 148. No, I'm not done. Psalm chapter 148. Psalm chapter 148. And in verse 1, he says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights." And he goes through, and he goes through the next three verses, and it's praise ye him, and it's praise him, and it's all praise, praise, praise. You get down to verse 11, and here he clarifies, while there's all these things that should be praising him that we often view as non-human, in verse 11 he says humans. And he starts with those that are in authority, kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. That's all of us, amen? Those are people in positions of authority. Our politicians should be praising him. This is a commandment. Everybody that's in authority should be praising him. As a pastor, I should be praising him. If you're a father in your home, you should be praising him. Do we not call ourselves kings of our castles? Just saying. Even the world knows that. What do they call the castle doctrine? Where you have the right to defend yourself in your own house. That's a legal term, folks. Why? Because you are, they say, you are the king of your own castle. Well, it says here, verse 11, kings of the earth. And all the people, just in case you thought you might be excluded, tag, you're in there. And then he says, princes and judges of all the earth. Again, we find rulers. We find individuals that are responsible for discernment and judgment. And here we go. Young people. Both young men. That includes you young ladies too. And young men. Even though he's bigger than his dad now. And could, yeah. I mean, I sat down next to Mike Perry and I said, that man that was sitting next to you. I'm pointing out Gabriel. I'm trying to make him feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry, brother. Young men. Both young men and maidens. Young people. You know what needs to be coming out of your mouth? Not Gen Alpha slang.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Not in Gen Alpha, okay? Just praise the Lord. Make sure you praise the Lord. So we got young men, we got maiden, old men. That's all the rest of us, amen? Those that are tired, those that our bodies are failing, yes, that's us. Old men and children, in case you didn't think you were covered in there, that. Because you know what? You're a child of somebody. You had to have parents. So that's all of us. What does it say that you're supposed to do? Let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above all the earth and heaven. We praise the Lord. Everybody's supposed to do that. Psalm chapter 149. We're getting close. It's almost the end. Bear with me. Psalm 149. And in verse 1, it says, praise thee, Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. We just did that. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Not only do we do it individually, but we all come here together to do this. You realize that when you do this and you come together like this, you are obeying the commandment of God. You are supposed to congregate together to sing praises to Him. That's what we do. That's why we always sing. You know, some people have this idea that singing is to prep your heart for what's going to happen. No, your heart needs to be already prepared before you get here to sing. Singing shouldn't prepare your heart. You should be singing with a prepared heart. That's not to prepare you for the message. You already should be prepared for the message. To come in here with a heart that has been plowed and furrowed and got rid of all of those hard places out of your heart to receive them from the Lord. But you come in and you come ready to just praise God with the rest of the congregation. And that's what the Lord's telling us. Psalm chapter 150. And in verse 1, it says this. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. That's what we're doing today. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. That's in the air that we breathe. Praise Him for His mighty acts. We know all about it. The most important one is what He did on the cross and His resurrection. Amen? Amen. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. There is nobody greater than God. There is nobody greater than God. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. We're Baptists. We don't dance. We all dance. As I've said before, Pastor Tim was up there and he would talk about, you know, every now and then something about dancing. And I'd say, you realize you do the Baptist two-step? And he looks at me, what are you talking about? I don't dance. And I said, yeah, you do. I said, you're up there and when you're singing songs, you're doing this. One, yeah, two, yeah, one. I notice others do that up here when they're leading song too. Just saying. You dance. You dance. I see some of you over there. You're doing the Pentecostal sway. You're loving it. Yeah, you're loving it. Some of you do. Some of you do the granny rock. Back and forth. You dance. Amen. I say all that to say this. You know what? We should be. We are not so rigid that you got to stand there like I learned in first grade to stand there as you sing your songs and you grab the hem of your pants and you're in fear. You sing, I will praise Him. Because you're like fearful of the first grade teacher smacking you upside the head. Have some liberty, amen? Amen. Have some liberty. Amen. Praise Him in the dance, all right? you start dancing in the aisles, then we draw a line, okay? It says, praise him with stringed instruments and organs. God says those things are given for the purpose of praise. For the purpose of praise. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And he ends the book. He ends everything about all that has gone on. All the majesty, all the greatness, all who God is, all who we are, all what this world is about, all about the world to come, everything that is encompassing here about Jesus Christ and his word, all of it, he says, here's kind of the summary of it. If you're still breathing, you still can praise God. And that's what we do. And here we are post-potluck. And half of our eyes are already, they're about ready to go. They're about ready to close. Don't do it on the drive home. But what? We get an opportunity to praise God. And we're going to praise him with two more songs. Two more songs. And then we're going to close. I told you I was going to keep it brief. So let's go ahead and let's close with some hymns. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.